Welcome here, Michael. Can you give us a bit of a sense of who you are to start off?
Well, thanks for having me on, Nadia and Claudia. I was really glad to hear that Circle of God's People had begun. I think it's a wonderful way of continuing to share our MCM community with each other, but also with all Manitobans. I'm an Albertan, originally from Coaldale near Lethbridge. I grew up attending an MB church, but after some searching and finding and questions and answers and more questions, I've landed solidly in the Mennonite church. I love the unabashed Anabaptism of the Mennonite church, connected with centuries of roots in European Christianity, but also with a welcoming widening of the branches to include a diversity of ethnicities and cultures. I'm a scholar by trade, with biblical studies as my academic focus. However, I've served nearly 10 years as a pastor, including most recently 7.5 years as lead pastor at Morden Mennonite Church. My wife, Larissa, and I have 4 children. 2 of them have graduated from high school. One of those is now at CMU. And we have 2 children still in high school. They are all rather amazing, I think.
We are glad to have you with us, Michael. As far as we know, you are still commuting from Morden to the Mennonite Church Manitoba offices in Winnipeg. Do you have any music or podcasts you listen to as you drive each day?
Yes, I am commuting, though so far it's meant a lot of commuting by Zoom. Because of COVID restrictions, I've only been in the office for 1 day or so a week so far. We are planning to move to Winnipeg in the summer, but for now it's Zoom and driving. What do I listen to? Well, there are a lot of great podcasts out there, but I'm not a regular podcast listener. On Being with Krista Tippett is one that I've enjoyed. Mostly I listen to music, mostly classical during the day and jazz in the evening. But I often like to drive in silence, just being, just thinking, praying in silence is a pretty precious experience.
I'm a fan of Krista Tippett as well, though perhaps I could spend more time in silence. We have a lot of that these days, and it can definitely teach us more than we might think. Next, we were wondering if you could talk about a favorite hymn. What does it mean to you, and why do you consider it a favorite?
I have too many favorite hymns to count. And with the new Voices Together hymnal, I'm in real danger of discovering dozens of more favorite hymns. So I'll just pick one. In the morning when I rise, that's Voices Together number 499. In the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, give me Jesus. Give me Jesus, give me Jesus. You may have all this world. Give me Jesus. That's my story. As the second verse says, when midnight was my cry, it was Jesus who brought me through to the dawn. That sounds all very evangelical, but there you are. That's the way it is. Being centered on Jesus for me is not just some abstract theological proposition. It's a lived experience with a living Jesus.
Beautiful. A prayer for all of us, it seems. As you've begun your new position with MCM, what is the most prominent feeling or emotion that you've experienced? Perhaps beyond nervousness, which is likely present. Is there a space God has felt particularly present?
Well, it's been quite a range of emotions, actually. It's been a steep learning curve along with a dive into the deep end of a pool. Those are some of the metaphors that I've had in my head. So there's a certain amount of stress and fatigue that's been a part of things. But paradoxically, the work has also been energizing for me, and it's certainly never dull. I appreciate the question about God's presence because that's where the excitement about my new role comes in. Already I've heard stories of God present and at work among us as Mennonite Church Manitoba, God present and at work within our congregations and people's lives. That's the thing that captures my imagination in my role, getting to see the presence and work of God among us and then to share that with others. Recently, I brought the message for Springfield Heights Mennonite Church. It was the typical live stream experience, preaching to an empty sanctuary with just a few people present. Very strange. Well, I accidentally opened up by saying, "It's so good to see you all." But of course, there was no congregation there to see. Still, that mistake, I think, captures something that's very true and real. The people of Springfield Heights Mennonite Church were present there in that moment, present in spirit, present in the spirit. Talking with pastors Raphael and Jose Luis after, I heard them share what God was doing in their lives and in their congregation, even during a pandemic, even with some changes and uncertainty on the horizon. And hearing those stories of God's presence and work is what compels me most in this job.
How wonderful that we can still see each other, even when we aren't physically with one another. As you've settled, at least partially, into your new role, how would you articulate your deepest hope for Mennonite Church Manitoba?
You know, Nadia, our vision statement is not recent, but it still captures well what I'd like to see for MCM. It says, our vision is to be a community of congregations unified in Jesus Christ, living a biblical Anabaptist faith, together presenting Jesus Christ to the world. So, centered on Jesus and Jesus' way of love, a way of love that walks in solidarity with the poor, the suffering, the downcast, the dispossessed, living out our Anabaptist ideals, our distinctive Anabaptist faith, a faith that seeks first God's reign and God's justice on earth as it is in heaven, and together, all together, presenting Jesus, Jesus' way of love, Jesus' way of justice and peace to the world. So my deepest hope for MCM is to see this become increasingly realized among us.
Thanks, Michael. Our last question for you. Are you reading any books these days?
You know, Claudia, it's funny. As I said, I'm a scholar by trade, so it used to be my job to read books. But these days I read fewer books and I'm more selective in what I read. Now, I most appreciate books that bridge deep theological reflection with real-life challenges. So, authors like Rachel Held Evans, sadly no longer with us, Drew Hart, Caitlin Curtis, Melissa Flora Bixler, Kate Bowler, Lisa Sharon Harper, Henry Nouwen. I think the most significant book that I've read in the last couple of years is James Cone's The Cross and the Lynching Tree. Transformative. Read it if you haven't. But the most consistent reading that I do is my nightly ritual of reading a good murder mystery. So let me know and I can hook you up with a good author if you'd like.
A murder mystery before bed. Bold choice. You also named some phenomenal authors in that list that you shared. Michael, blessings as you go on your way and settle more fully into the space and spirit of Mennonite Church Manitoba.
Thanks again for having me on the show. It's been great to be here.